It's not hard to come into the Lord's presence just singing the name of Jesus. I listen to a song every once in a while that says he's as close as the mention of his name. And I realize that's true. We just mention the name of Jesus. We breathe that name in prayer. We just say Jesus. And somehow we're brought into his presence. And we can do that tonight. He's very near to us. I was thinking, what would a meeting be like if we came to a meeting and we said, this meeting is just a time to praise the Lord and to worship him. No preaching, no testimonies, no this or that. Let's just worship the Lord while we're here. Could you do that? Could you worship the Lord for an hour or an hour and a half? Sometimes we praise the Lord, and sometimes it seems as though the people say, okay, that's enough praising, now let's do something else. It's time for the sermon, or now I'm ready to sing a hymn, or something like that. And of course, the Lord introduces all of those things into meetings. But I think it's the attitude. Lord, if I do nothing else tonight but worship you, if I do nothing else but praise you over and over again, and open my heart to you, and thank you for your goodness, that meeting would be worth being in, and every moment would be spent well. And that ought to be our attitude. I don't imagine that we'll just worship the Lord all meeting in that way, but I do know that if we had that attitude, Lord, worship is important to you. It's time well spent, and God is doing something in our lives while we're worshiping him. Then we realize that worship isn't just some sort of pastime, but it's ordained of God. It's his way of opening heaven over us and getting his will done in our lives more perfectly. So I'd like to encourage you, just worship him with that attitude. Lord, this moment that I'm worshiping you, that's all that's important right now, and I'll just keep worshiping you as your Spirit anoints me. And Lord, I just want you to be glorified. You've done so much for me that if I thanked you all meeting long, wouldn't be enough, but it would be a good start. Praise God. So let's turn to number 326. That song came to me as we were waiting on the Lord. More about Jesus. And then let's be free to worship him and see how God will lead us. And if he puts a testimony on your heart, get up and give it. And if not, then just keep your eyes on him and enjoy his presence here tonight. 3, 2, 6.
Wonderful Savior, thou art so near, so precious to me.
Number 41. Let's see. Yes. Praise God.
Jesus, my King.
Here but Jesus and you. Can you imagine that? Just Jesus and you. How would you sing it to him? Well, let's sing it that way. Right to him.
Wonderful Savior.
Thank you.
Jesus, I love you, Lord. Jesus, we praise your name. We love you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bow. Our hearts bow before you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anoints our praises, and he puts the high praises of God into our mouths, brings us up into victory. You sense the difference when the Spirit of God takes over, and then we pray in the Holy Ghost, and God commands his victories. Praise God. God's doing that for us tonight. And we praise Him for all that He's doing and all that He is to us. Praise God. Oh, it wouldn't be hard to get filled with the Holy Ghost tonight, I wouldn't imagine, if we just keep our hearts open to Him and praise Him, because He's the great baptizer. Hallelujah. He knows the cry of your heart, that you've been seeking Him to that end. And Jesus wants to fill you and fill you again and fill you afresh. And so, oh, let's just believe God to have His way. And let's not limit Him in any way. Oh, Jesus. Lord, we praise You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord.
I see.
When Christ shall come, we shall
as we're praising Him. He's giving victories as we're praising Him tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's enthroned upon the praises of His people. Oh, when Jesus is on the throne, He commands His victory. Hallelujah. He manifests His authority. And oh, thank God, He makes changes. Changes that bring Him glory and honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Break every bondage. Break every band, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Command it to be done, Jesus. Oh, God, you know the things that bind us and keep us from being all that we can be for you. And, Lord, we can't free ourselves, but we come to you, Lord, and pray that you will command deliverance for your people, even tonight, in this very meeting, Lord. We want to leave this place knowing that we've been set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. Oh, Jesus, our wonderful Savior, Lord. Hallelujah. Be seated.
He takes the road and fills.
when Jesus comes, he comes to stay. They tell us when Solomon dedicated the temple, the glory of God filled that place so greatly that the priests couldn't minister. Oh, I pray we have more meetings like that, where Jesus takes over. Oh, Jesus. Silence is just as powerful as praise if God is in it.